Hi, everyone. I'm John.
And I'm Chrissy.
And welcome to Must Know Greek Sentence Structures, Season 1, Lesson 9, saying there is or there are. In this lesson, you'll learn how to use a sentence pattern for stating that something exists in a location. For example, there is a shelf over the TV.
Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση. Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
The pattern for stating that something exists in a location has three elements. First, the verb to exist in the third person singular meaning there is.
Υπάρχει.
Second, the neuter noun phrase in the nominative meaning a shelf.
Ένα ράφι.
Third, the adverbial phrase consisting of an adverb plus a feminine prepositional phrase in the accusative, meaning over the TV.
Πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
Altogether we have, there is a shelf over the TV.
Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση. Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση. Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
This pattern starts with the verb to exist.
Υπάρχω.
In the third person singular or plural, depending on the subject. What follows is a subject, which is a noun phrase in the nominative case. After that, what comes is an adverbial that denotes location. In Greek, adverbials can be as simple as a single adverb, or they can be whole adverbial or prepositional phrases.
Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
This pattern can be used not only to state that something exists in a location, but to state the availability of something, either specific or abstract. For example, there is love between them.
Υπάρχει αγάπη μεταξύ τους.
So remember, to state that something exists in a location, begin with the verb to exist.
Υπάρχω.
In the third person singular or plural, continue with a noun phrase in the nominative case and finish with an adverbial that denotes location. Here's another example meaning, there are two keys under the doormat. First, we have the verb to exist in the third person plural meaning there are.
Υπάρχουν.
Second, we have the neuter noun phrase in the nominative, meaning two keys.
Δύο κλειδιά.
Third, we have the adverbial phrase consisting of an adverb plus a neuter prepositional phrase in the accusative, meaning under the doormat.
Κάτω από το χαλάκι.
Altogether we have.
Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι. Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι. Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι.
There are two keys under the doormat.
Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι.
How do you say, there are trees all around? To give you a hint, all around is...
Τριγύρω. Τριγύρω. Τριγύρω.
There are trees all around.
Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω. Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω. Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω. Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω.
Let's review the sentences from this lesson. I will tell you the English equivalent of the phrase, and you are responsible for shouting it out loud in Greek. Here we go. There is a shelf over the TV.
Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση. Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
There are two keys under the doormat.
Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι. Υπάρχουν δύο κλειδιά κάτω από το χαλάκι.
There are trees all around.
Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω. Υπάρχουν δέντρα τριγύρω.
Okay, that's all for this lesson. You learned a pattern for stating that something exists in a location, as in...
Υπάρχει ένα ράφι πάνω από την τηλεόραση.
Meaning, there is a shelf over the TV. You can find more vocab or phrases that go with the sentence pattern in the lesson notes. So please be sure to check them out on GreekPod101.com. Thanks everyone, see you next time.
Γεια χαρά.
Listeners, want to read along with your lessons?
Never miss a single word.
And completely understand the Greek conversations?
Then check out the lesson transcripts for this lesson and download the complete lesson transcript.
Learn twice as fast by reading along as you listen.
This is a proven tactic that many of our listeners use.